Where Mercy Begins. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, kissed Al-Hasan bin Ali while sitting with the chief Al-Akra bin Habis at Tamimi, who remarked, "I have 10 children, but I have never kissed any one of them." The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, looked at him and said, "The one who does not show mercy will not be shown mercy. Mercy to be had must first be given. Merciful gestures such as a kiss, a hug, a pat, or a smile do not go against the dignity of fatherhood. But they establish secret ties of mutual love, mercy, and understanding between a father and his children never to be had without these tender expressions of affection. Their blessed influence is beyond human understanding, their absence hardens the hearts." Lady Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said, "Some Bedouins came to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and asked, 'Do you kiss your children?' He, peace be upon him, said, 'Yes.' They said, 'But, by Allah, we do not kiss them.' The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'Do I have any power if Allah has removed mercy from you?' Upon seeing the eyes of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, overflowing with tears when his dying grandson was placed on his lap, Sa'd exclaimed, 'What is this, tears, O Messenger of Allah?' He, peace be upon him, said, 'This is mercy which Allah places in the hearts of whomever he wishes of his servants. Allah shows mercy only to those among his servants who are merciful. From there mercy begins, grows, and ultimately elevates the soul to its noblest attributes.' The Messenger, peace be upon him, taught this, saying, 'They are not of us, those who do not show mercy to our young ones and do not revere our elders. The one who does not show mercy will not be shown mercy. Show mercy, and mercy will be shown to you. Forgive, and Allah will forgive you. The All-Merciful One has mercy on those who are merciful. Show mercy to those on the earth, and He who is in heaven will show mercy to you. Mercy is only plucked from one who is wretched. Verily, Allah is kind and loves kindness in all affairs. Verily, kindness whenever it exists in a thing graces it, and whenever taken away from a thing disgraces it. The one deprived of kindness is deprived of all good."